The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the important tools or approaches for practicing mindfulness is continuity. And continuity can happen at different levels. But at the simplest level, it's the continuity through the sitting period, or continuity through the walking period. And so, rather than having the mind wander off and then come back, and the mind wander off and come back, the ability to stay in the field of mindfulness more continuously, instead of one breath and then wandering off, doing it for 5 breaths or 10 breaths, and kind of gently trying to be more continuous with the practice. And the art of being continuous is a lot to do with how you are, the kind of effort that's needed. It's a match for where you are. Generally, it's an effort to be continuous requires some persistence, some little oomph, some little motivation or resolve to stay there, stay present, don't wander off. But it's best not to be done harshly or hard or with strain. So have a soft approach, gentle approach. And how to the art of being gentle or soft and have the resolve to kind of stay in there, is part of the art of the practice. But one of the things that supports it is that every time that you wander off and you lose that continuity, the continuous thread of staying present, don't be hard on yourself. Just kind of take it as, of course, that's what the mind does, of course. And then come back and start again and try to do it. Always trying to start fresh. Kind of don't, almost like you don't remember that your mind wandered off. Don't add up all the times your mind wanders off and just like forget about it. And then start again. And then see if you can kind of stretch yourself a little bit, gentle stretching, expecting that your mind will wander off, but just come back and try to cultivate the sense of continuity. Thank you.